BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Scott Mills' Friday podcast. On it, Danny Howard plays Real or No Real. It's a Radio 1 and One Extra Access All Areas special. Got a new game which involves strangers reading out your text messages. Does Taylor Swift cry every single night in the emotional bit of her concert? And Chris has some very exciting news, but as always with us, it's quite last minute. Enjoy Friday's podcast.
Scott
News.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chris.
Nice to see you sober, Scott.
Good afternoon. This is Mills on BBC Radio 1. God, if you're a new listener,
you've got to explain it.
If you're a new listener, it's an old quiz show. Well, it's an old quiz show host doing Family Fortunes. That's the first thing he says to the contestant. I had no idea why.
It's really weird. And now we've just started doing it to each other all the time. It's
nice
like
to see you sober.
The amount of texts I now get from you saying, "OMG, I can't even."
That's after Liam Payne was tweeting some holiday pics of his lovely holiday on the Isle of Fernando's earlier this week. And a lot of One Direction fans, not all of them, but a lot of them do put in capitals, I've noticed, "OMG, I can't even." So that's the thing now as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
The most awkward thing I've done in some time. That's coming up later. Also, we need to talk about tonight on BBC Radio 1. If you listen to the weekend lineup, like Annie Mack and Pete Tong and Scream, there's a little treat in there for you tonight. We, God knows why, we're doing the garage shout-outs.
It's actually,
enter!
It's quite an honour, I think.
Definitely,
I mean,
an honour.
When you look at that lineup, you know, Annie Mack, Pete Tong, then Scream.
That's huge.
You know, and then when you see that we're in that show, brilliant.
Best DJs in the world.
I think it's really going to give us some credibility. So we did the garage shouts. We were invited to do that.
Mm.
They originally invited me, and then, because I think they were scared to ask you, but I was like, no, this is brilliant. We need to go do this.
Oh, I'm so scary.
And we made it so we channeled our old school garage. I mean, it was garage sort of circa 2005 that I think we had in our heads.
No, I'm going earlier. I'm saying garage 2001.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So Scream is on Radio 1, 11 p.m. tonight. He's got a history of bass in 100 tracks, educating you in the history of bass music. Then there's a slammers and bangers mix, no talking for 30 minutes. And then the garage shout-outs with me and him.
That's too good.
Here's a little sneak preview.
Why are we on?
We're on.
Massive shout-out going to Billy in Brighton. Rich Kelly in Leeds.
Shout out the weatherman in Chicago.
Message has gone out to Louis Buns. I see ya.
Nick, shout out to Callum White in Austria.
Enter! 2 multiplied by 10 plus 1. Nadia Dunn.
Oh, God.
It's great.
And then why did I decide to do Mystique?
Sending a shout out to M to the I to the STEEQ.
Yeah.
Inside. Yep.
Kit in Tunbridge Wells. Big up.
Inside.
It's too much fun.
It's because there's a guy that they're always playing on, I think, a pirate radio station in my local convenience store, who gets really close to the mic so it sounds like this, slightly distorted, and playing big UKG tunes all the time.
But it was fun.
Yeah, it was really good fun. He also gives out his mobile number halfway through if you want to shout out on his show, this guy that they have on in the shop. So I kind of channeled him, really.
They actually videoed some of these shout-outs, so we're going to try and get this video up at some point
today. I didn't know they were videoing it.
Massive shout-out to the ground beef, massive.
Zachary Haywood, shout.
I've got 21 seconds to go. Here's a shout-out for Alberto.
Are you just making them up to make them rhyme?
Yeah.
They're not even real people.
No, they're real people. Oh. But I mean, like, I tried to, before I tried to work out a few old garage tunes, and then I would try and crowbar the names in.
Very clever.
Alice from Peterborough. Big up, hold tight.
Shout out to Large FM Massive. Do you really like it?
You did a shout out for Large FM.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Huge.
So yeah, all of that tonight with Scream from 11 o'clock on Radio 1. It's an honour. Thank you, Scream, for asking us.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, so many people are loving our garage shout outs, like Charlie in Chertsey. Shout out to babes in Croydon. Enter! Inside!
I really want to do it again.
Yeah, I do as well. She says, old school Nokia 3010 message tone in the background.
Yeah.
Of course, why not? That's Tiësto and Red Lights on BBC Radio 1. So this awkward thing that we did today happened earlier, where me and Chris went out onto the streets. Now, I've kind of forgotten what it was like to do that. It's really awkward, isn't it?
What, going out on the streets?
Yes.
Meeting the people?
I've not been out on the streets meeting anyone for a long time. The public.
Did you bring the wipes?
Yeah, of course. The antibacterial gel's on.
Of course.
Joking. so funny. So I was lurking around outside Radio 1 on the street for a good 10 minutes before I had the courage to go up to somebody. So here's the idea. Me and Chris send each other a really inappropriate text message. Then, separately, that we did this, you go up to somebody and you go, "Hi, I'm really sorry. I can't read this text. I've forgotten my glasses. I can't see my phone. Would you be able to read it out for me?" And it's literally one of the worst things I've ever, ever done. Because I don't know what the text from Chris says until they read it out. Mm. And it's absolutely horrible. Mm. Did you like the ones that I sent you?
It was, it was interesting.
I had a varying amount of success. So we've done two each. Me and Chris send each other a really inappropriate text. And then we get the text that have been sent read out by somebody on the street. Because, what did you say, contact lenses or you've glasses?
I just said I've forgotten my glasses.
A bit long-sighted.
Hello. Some of the reactions were amazing.
Friday afternoon on BBC Radio 1. So, text game. Bit of uncomfortable feeling on a Friday, why not? Slightly awkward. So, the idea is that me and Chris send each other some texts. Then we go up to somebody in the street and we say, "Excuse me, I can't see this text. I forgot my glasses. Could you read the text out to me?" And it's really awkward.
It's a good game.
And you lot can decide which one is the most cringe. And then that person... Well, I'm going to award myself some Scott Mills points if I get it right. 20 to me, or to you, depending on whose is the most cringe.
Right then.
Okay, so Chris sends me a text. I go out onto the streets of Great Britain and get them to read it, because I can't see it.
"Excuse me, I've forgotten my glasses, so would you be able to read out this text I've just got from my friend on my phone?"
"Yeah, sure."
"Okay, hang on, I'll just get it up. I just can't seem to read it."
"I tried to be sexy and unbutton your shirt with my teeth, but you had already passed out."
"Oh. Okay. Cool, all right, thank you very much."
"You're welcome."
"Thank you."
Oh God, that's so awful. I don't know what to say afterwards. It's like, right, okay.
No.
So thanks for that text.
So I thought I'd go down to, it's a busy building here. I thought I'd go down to the canteen.
Yeah.
Because there's loads of random people milling about.
Okay.
And this is the one that I sent you. With the text that you sent me.
Okay.
"Excuse me.
Sorry, I haven't got my glasses on. Do you mind just reading that text for me?"
"Hi, Chris. Before I start, I just want to say that are you sure you want me to read this?"
"That's all right.
I hate to do this by text, but I feel the need to be honest. I've been seeing Travis for the last 6 months. I decided I want to be here. I'm sorry."
"It sounds like bad news, mate." "Oh, right.
You might want to read that for the comfort and safety of your own time."
"Yeah. Is that really what it says?"
"Yeah, sorry about that."
I like these, like, "Oh, breaking the bad news to you. Sorry about that."
They're never sure whether to go on with reading it because they can clearly scan ahead ever so slightly.
So that was that you were seeing Travis for a while now.
Yeah,
it's on Greg's show.
My girlfriend was breaking up with me.
Wow.
For Travis.
Sure.
Never would happen, really.
No, of course it won't. Not in real life. And then another one that you sent me. This is horrible. Listen to this one.
"I actually haven't got my contact lenses in. Would you mind reading out this text that I've just got? Is that all right?"
"Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
What does it say?"
"I'm leaving you. I know you've been..." "Oh, mate."
"What does it say?"
"Some of the lines of being with the milkman while I'm at work. Your clothes are in the bags in the shed."
"Oh, I guess that's it then."
"Yeah, I suppose that's it, mate."
"It says that I've been at it with the milkman. Is it that bad?"
"Yeah, it's that bad, yeah. Pretty shocking. Pretty embarrassing."
"All right, thank you very much."
"No worries, mate. See you later."
I like it. He's just like, "Oh, mate. Having off with the milkman? Hey." Also, I'm being bashed a lot on Twitter at the moment for hooing long-sighted. But it is. When was the last time you heard about it? I don't mean it's quite home. So this lady is is really quiet. You need to listen carefully. But here's a text that I send Chris on our new text game, where you get the people to read out the text because you can't see it.
Excuse me. Sorry, I forgot my glasses. Do you mind just reading that?
Really? Do you want me to?
Is this all right?
It looks quite personal.
That's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
God.
Oh. I just left them at my desk.
It's all going to be fine. I'm sure she doesn't know.
Who's this from, sorry?
I do. Uncle Carl.
Oh, right, yeah. Carry on, don't worry. It's fine, I don't know you.
I know you've been going out with her for a while, but I know deep down you want to be with me. It will happen.
Oh, God.
She basically has to read out a text. Yeah, I mean, you can hear what's going on.
Yeah, and afterwards, Chris explained who he was and what it was for, and listen to actually what she says to you. Again, you need to listen carefully.
Any problems? My name's Chris. I work on the show. Yeah, I am. Enjoy your lunch.
I thought you were a weirdo.
Yeah, fair.
So I think we all did really well there. Right, now you decide. You lot, which were the most cringy one there? It's awful, isn't it, when you're like, you're just waiting for them to read out the text. So awful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dave in Plymouth says, you should have sent a text from the STI clinic. Also, Brad in Hemel and Zach in Plymouth saying the same thing.
Right, well, here's
but
the,
I win.
Right, well, no, here's the thing. I think I'm going to win this because I got a bit of a bonus one, didn't play. Do you want this? Just press play on this.
Excuse me, do you mind doing me a big favour? Can you possibly, I've forgot my glasses, can you read that text for me?
Mr. Stark, we've had your sexual health results from your recent test at the Pinner Clinic. You've got crabs. Please arrange an appointment at your earliest convenience. With regards.
Sorry, is that really what it says?
Yep, you've got crabs.
Okay, cheers, fair play, you win. Chris wins.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll let you have that one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know, on this show, things do have a habit of escalating somewhat. You mentioned Serbian X Factor, and before you know it, you're on a plane to Belgrade in Serbia to appear on their X Factor.
Yeah.
That was one email, and then I was there. And then you get a tweet from some Russian billionaires. Next minute, you're in their penthouse apartment in central London, which is the size of five houses. Now something else has escalated, and we need to tell you about it because it's hilarious. This can only happen to us. Yeah. Right. You do it. Okay, so I got a really funny phone call earlier. Now, this is something I've known about for a while and part of, but I didn't quite expect this. Go, Chris.
I've got a TV show, and it's coming out on Monday on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock in
sure.
the evening. Yeah,
of course it is.
Right, so...
I was like, why are you ringing me so, like really early this morning? I was like, hello? So it's actually... It's on Monday.
This takes some explaining. This isn't a joke, but I know if you go and look in TV schedules right now for 10 o'clock on Monday evening on Channel 4, it currently says that there's going to be a debate about Benefits Britain. No, that has nothing to do with me.
No, you're not on that. The thing is, right, what's happened here is Channel 5 did a debate about benefits last week with Matthew Wright. So Channel 4 obviously don't want to do the same thing, so that's dropped out of the schedule.
Yes, yeah, so
and
they've
placed you in
that for a bit, and they've right. and the show that I made, and I made it a while ago.
No, no, yeah.
Me and Scott have known about it for ages and ages, but we thought it was going to come out, you know, in the future at some point. But
wasn't really expecting next Monday.
No, I got a phone call really late last night, going, "It's on. And it's going to be on Monday, Monday evening."
They didn't even have a name for
so
it.
So everything is very quickly escalating around me. I mean, the name was only decided about an hour ago.
It's on a Monday.
It's like
after Benefit Street.
Yeah, so straight after Benefit Street.
Oh, that's the perfect audience for you.
Where it says there's a debate advertised, it's not. It's my show.
Yeah.
The name, which I found out a while ago, is
an hour ago.
The Celeb Hunter, Two Chairs, One Chat. It's going to be good.
Right, can I just say again, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke.
It's
this
absolutely
is
happening.
A genuine
you'll see
show
it.
That will be going out on Monday.
Do you know White D will be out for the moon that you're on after her?
So I'm freaking out a little bit because I've not really done this kind of thing before. This is and this is a new one. So I called you earlier to say, right, plans have changed.
I'm replacing a a debate with Richard Bacon about benefits on Channel 4 on Monday night.
And basically, to tell you what it's about, it's
what
like...
What is it, yeah?
It all comes from the Mila Kunis interview that I did. And basically, it's where me and a load of my mates draw up a list of people that we'd quite like to meet, and then it's my journey going to meet them and interview them. That's the basic premise of it.
And what huge stars have you got lined up?
Well, it's a mixture of people. So some of them aren't massive. Like, there are some, like, quite big famous people on it.
Like?
But there's also some people who are just legends because they were, say, the first cover of FHM that I bought when I was younger.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's
sure.
like a real, like, list that me and my mates have bought up.
And that filming you did with Derek Acora. Oh! Is that ever going to be on?
Yes, he's on.
Oh, God.
There's a great story to go with that, which I'll go into another time.
Okay.
But then there's also some, like, big... There's, like, Colin Farrell, Johnny Knoxville. I mean, there's some quite big names as well. But you've got to watch it to understand it. And there's not much notice, so tell your friends.
Yeah.
Monday night.
10 p.m. Replacing a debate about benefits.
That's how it should be.
After benefits straight.
Yep, you've got crabs.
Look at that guy from earlier. I like how matter-of-fact he was about it when he was reading out that text message you got.
Yep, you've got crabs.
This is Radio 1. Some people saying it's...
It's not a joke, honestly.
It's actually happening, this is.
I'm as amazed as anyone that this is a situation that I found myself
you're
in.
You're on TV on Monday night.
Monday night.
Channel 4.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober.
Hello, Chris. Nice to see you back on Channel 4.
What do you think would be your best skin tone colour?
Back on.
I'd probably say the medium
not
skin
me.
Tone as well.
A set of D
nice input? To see you without the mask, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes, that'd be great.
So do you have people in the UK that you communicate with that are into masking and rubber dolling and all of that?
I have got contact with a few people, yes.
Not the same. It's
it is you, though.
It's not me, and the thing on Monday is nothing to do. I won't be wearing a mask.
No, but like you were in the last one.
Anyway.
So 10 o'clock on Monday. Join Sophie here for...
Brilliant.
For the new show. 10 o'clock after Benefit Street. My White D impression is getting loads of love today. I know. Who would have thought, Chris? What is going on? I think you're going to be saying next week on the show what an honour it is to spit on Enrique Iglesias.
Oh.
I mean, he's a big star.
It's so hard to avoid that pun, isn't it? Like, to say... What a hero. I know in my head I shouldn't.
Please don't.
No.
So
what a legend.
Enrique Iglesias is on next week on BBC Radio 1. That'll be on Tuesday at 1:45, playing Innuendo Bingo. And we ask him about Pitbull, of course. Need to. He's done another song with him.
It's just another massive Innuendo Bingo, isn't it?
Huge.
I don't know what's going on lately. But
I mean, I know. We started off, do you remember when we started Innuendo Bingo? Like... Literally...
It was me and Becky every time.
It was you and Becky, and it was very tame. If you look at the old clips, it's quite...
It's a bit of water on the ankle.
It is.
A small splash.
Occasionally someone flashes an ankle. It's like off of Victorian times.
There was uproar if a small amount of water ended up on... Now it's just a standard thing.
Yeah, and now people get absolutely drenched from head to toe, and that's just the way it is. You're right there, it was you and Becky every week, and now we've got huge stars on. Gerard Butler... Brian Bellow.
Yep.
Some other people.
Peter Andre.
Peter Andre, yeah, that happened this week. And next week.
I can be your hero, baby.
I cannot believe this is, like, this is actually on.
And Fern Cotton next week playing Innuendo Bingo.
Huge.
Hasn't done it for about 2 years, Fern, because she hates it.
It's like a special week. It's like... It's an anniversary or something for Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
Can we say that it is? It's like a golden jubilee of Innuendo Bingo. We've got some massive stars on.
I know. Big week for Bingo next week. Tuesday, Enrique. Fern on Thursday, both at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, do you remember I went to see Taylor Swift last weekend?
Yes.
Something I haven't said. And I got a backstage tour, that's one,
right.
with her mum. Mama Swift. See, there was this really emotional bit quite far into the show where Taylor was, well, she appeared to be so into the song while sat at the piano. She seemed to develop a tear. She seemed to cry.
Mm.
And I actually felt myself going as well. It was a proper emotional moment. But then I thought to myself, does she cry every night sat at the piano?
Oh, right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all the off-the-cuff remarks that you get at a concert. that you think, oh, that's brilliant, that's so funny when they said that, or if they cry, do they then do that the next night and the night after and the night after and the night after that?
And if
that?
Not, you then got a question, what is it about that night that made it different? But you're so right, like, you always think you're getting a special performance. It's like if you are lucky enough to go to theatre or do anything like that, it's...
Because it's the first time you've seen it. But I'm just wondering, like, if anyone went to the second or third Taylor Swift gig in London, did she cry at that bit of the piano? Just because I'm just thinking, well...
Oh, so you're saying... And if she... But is that okay? I mean, what if it just makes her cry every night? Or are you thinking, like,
acting.
Oh, that's not good?
It's kind of a performance, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, like if someone... I've seen it before, I think maybe with Rihanna, I'm saying, where she develops a little tear. And I did think to myself... Hang on a second, I'm so cynical. Did you do that last night at the same concert at the same time?
But you were emotional because you're almost like, oh, Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
So if she's putting it on, I wouldn't be happy about that.
Oh, here we go. Did it on Tuesday's concert as well.
Really?
Oh, no.
It's another Swiftie move from her, isn't it?
Oh, Swiftie.
Classic Swiftie.
With your
liar.
Crocodile tears. Liar, you can't say that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lily Allen and Air Balloon. She gets very competitive.
Does she?
You know, there's one person when you're doing a pub quiz that is the person that's like, no, I'm going to do all the writing. Mm. And they make themselves like chief writer of the answers.
What was the team name, by the way? can it be said? It's going to be so who, isn't it? It's going to be... I mean, what are we talking here? 4 or 5 Radio 1 DJs. The title's going to be good.
No, it was... Okay, so it was for a charity for Centrepoint. It was a really good night. Lily Allen was on the team. Nick Grimshaw. Me. Sarah Cox. And Vanessa Feltz. So, this is not my idea. Sarah Cox decided to call the team Feltz in your mouth, not in your hand.
Lovely.
Which is quite good, I think. It's better than Quiz Akabusi or whatever you normally
do. Christina Aguilera.
This is Scott Mills. Hey, listen, if you go to the Radio 1 website at the moment, you can see a really dodgy picture of me. But there's a reason for it.
Access All Areas.
That's right, it's Access All Areas. Someone says that I look like a 90s car thief.
You do. You do, actually.
I'm about to nick your Kenwood stereo.
You are a 90s car thief.
It is a bit, isn't it? But when you click on my right shoulder, as you look at it, it's actually my left shoulder, but as you're seeing it, right. Click on that. Just scan the symbol using your phone. You'll see the little symbol there. And you can make me come to life. And then it just looks like me and less like a 90s car thief.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You sort of pop out. I mean, you've got to click on, there's a massive picture which says unlock the DJs on the Radio 1 website. Click on that and it'll give you all the details. But then you get this app, you scan the picture of Scott's face and then he sort of pops out of the screen at you.
And I give you loads of quite cool instructions.
But the best thing you can do is you can then have a selfie with you.
Taking pictures of myself.
Which is what I've just done, actually. I've literally just done one out.
Is it a dodgy one?
No, because I was going to do something far more creative with it. Like, I wanted to have one, like, with me just in the shower, but I just didn't get around to it. I'd encourage anyone to do the same. Like, if you do want to do a bit of an inappropriate one, send it to us, that'd be great.
Big up to, shout out to Dale Roberts from 1Xtra. He's just taken a selfie with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's gone to the Access All Areas Radio 1 website. And she's just kind of next to me. Looks like we're just hanging out in the studio. Obviously, other people have been doing selfies with me when they go to the website, like with their tongue in my ear, etc. I mean, it's going to happen.
Do you know what I really like, though, is you've got no control over where people do it. So technically, you could have a picture with Scott and then try and send it off to a paper and claim that he was there all along. You can do, you know, that's the possibilities are endless.
You could get in crap spot in this week's heat.
Yeah. You can pretend to someone that you are best mates. I mean, you can literally do anything with this. It's a great opportunity, and I don't think we're really doing enough to exploit it.
So every time any one of us is on, just you'll see that little strange symbol on our pictures. Go to the website now, scan that symbol using your phone. If you don't know how to, just go to unlock the DJs. You'll see that there. And you can make us come to life. Radio 1 homepage, unlock the DJs, find out how to make it happen, and we can even have a selfie together if you want.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You're a Quizzard, Harry, is the best quiz team name ever. and now everyone needs to nick that. Or is that really old and like everyone be like, yeah, I know that one, no, obviously.
Still wicked, but I think you've got to do it in a like deep of, you're a wizard, Harry.
This is BBC Radio 1. That was Jake Bugg and a song about love. What I'm quite enjoying is I'm getting quite a few emails and some tweets about Jemay Private Schoolgirl last night on BBC Three. That's the new Chris Lilley show. We spoke to him on the show yesterday. So it's a grown man playing a girl that's about to finish high school.
Yeah.
But it works. So, Keish, loads of people loved it. But someone has been on saying that after the recommendation that we gave yesterday, when they heard Chris Lilley on the show, this is Jamie in Ipswich, did watch Jemay Private School Girl with his mum. Absolute cringe. Like, that's one of those shows, along with that one in Thailand, where the parents turn up, that you do not want to watch with your mum or dad.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Real or No Real is coming up with Danny Howard. Real or No Real is coming up with Danny Howard.
Hello.
Hello, Danny.
Hello, Danny.
Wait, get this. I've just
nice
found...
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober, Danny.
Says you, wheel or no wheel.
I've just found... it's one of these great things. You remember when, like, Pitbull, they did this competition to send Pitbull to go do a gig?
Yes.
And then it got hijacked and a big campaign then started and he got sent to some far-flung part of the world.
Yeah, basically it was for a shop that rhymes with... It's not even a shop here, is it? It was Walmart. Walmart, the shop. And it was like... win Pitbull to play a gig in your local Walmart. But then obviously everyone hijacked it because you can't do anything like this without people hijacking it now. And they sent him to the furthest away Walmart in the world, in Alaska, I believe.
Yeah. Well, there's another one that's happened, and I love it when this happens, and it's a sports retailer that rhymes with May We.
May We Sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're doing a campaign at the moment to find the new face of their brand, but they've done it as a competition. So bear in mind, the winner of this is going to be on billboards. It's going to be on posters all over the place, shop windows.
Yes. Now, so it's good, like the face of May We Sports.
Yes. The lad currently in front is a man called Rake Ali, and he's brilliant.
He is incredible.
He's exactly how you imagine. Now, his hair's quite interesting.
Describe his hair for me, if you can. I mean, people won't be able to see that at the moment. It's kind of like...
Well, I would describe it as he looks like he's borrowed it from a Lego set.
Yeah, it is Lego hair.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, look, he's entered this competition.
He's so going to win it.
Someone's noticed him, and he's now ahead by something like 2,000 votes. But it's looking like he's...
It's going to be absolutely everywhere.
And can I just put it out there?
The picture's brilliant.
It's not hard to find. If you want to see this guy, type in Rake Ali, and the picture will come up. As I said, it's Hey We Sports,
and he's the guy that's way out in front.
And do you know what? If he ends up on posters and billboards, I think this is a great thing.
Hang on, our producer's just about to hopefully find it.
So that's Rake, Rake, and then Ali.
Okay, let's hear her reaction when she sees the picture.
He reminds me of Ali G a bit when you look at him.
He's going to be everywhere. He's going to win this. He's going to absolutely win.
There he is.
His hair. He's amazing.
I'm all for this.
I want him to be the face of that sportswear chain immediately.
Legend.
So good. Hope you win, Ali. What's his name? Rake Ali.
Rake Ali.
I hope you win.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just thought us mentioning Rake Ali as being the possible face of that sportswear chain won't really have helped, will it?
It's just great when you see his picture up against it. I mean, there's some proper posers on there. And, you know, kind of wannabe models and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great opportunity, Chris. Stop it.
I really want him to win.
Well, no, and good for him if he does, you know. Yeah. He's clearly entered apparently he wants to win.
He's cool
he's
with it. Yeah.
Wicked.
Okay, so it's Danny Howard, Real or No Real.
Hello.
And hiya, it's Access All Areas here.
Oh, are we on?
This month.
The camera's on?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
What are you worried about?
I've got my bobble hat on, haven't I? Order my hair.
Would have done me air for no. No, but the cameras have been on this week, and also the microphones were on during the songs.
Oh.
That happened this week.
Anything juicy come out of it?
No, we were all like, too scared to talk. Okay, so, as part of Access to Areas, it's all about Radio 1 and 1 Extra today, but are these real or no real?
Radio 1 Extra weekend breakfast show presenter, Clara Amfo, can often be found in the BBC's mother and baby room having a nap before her show.
Oh, I love Clara as well. She taught me to dance 1 Extra style at the Radio 1 Christmas party. She
did. Really?
Honestly, yeah, so I can imagine having quite a few naps because she's always dancing.
She is wicked.
She's nice, yeah. What style of dance was that, please?
You know, just all the 1 Extra style urban stuff. I can't really do it on the radio. Mm-hmm. I'm rubbish at dancing as well.
Right. That's why you're
they've
a DJ.
They've got rhythm, haven't they? And I don't have the rhythm. Mm. I just play the tunes. I don't dance, don't sing.
That's best way.
yeah, that's why I became a DJ as well. Can't dance.
The idea of presenters here sleeping is a controversial one, isn't it? Because there's a studio here with a bed in. And
yeah, that's
I've
not
heard
allowed.
Of,
Why
I've
is that?
Heard of the odd person having a sleep in there.
Yeah, I have as well. Dev.
But I've heard that you're not really meant to do right. it.
You're not. It's not allowed.
Oh, it's not allowed.
So, Dev, if you're listening, it's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
And
so, as that's not allowed, if you were to sleep somewhere else, you may well do in the mother and baby room.
I didn't know there was a mother and baby room. I didn't know that.
Surely that can't be the quietest place to have a nap either.
Have we got a chapel as well?
A baby room?
Well, then babies are quite noisy, aren't they?
Is there a prayer room it's not anywhere?
Yeah, of course there is.
Where?
There's not. You're thinking of this being a hospital. Why would there be a chapel here?
Just for people to go and pray.
Yeah, but there's. I think we've got a multi-faith room.
Oh, multi-faith room, good.
Okay.
Just checking. So, does Clara Ampho nap in the maternity room?
Well, she is on early, isn't she?
Oh,
before
right.
the show, I wouldn't wake up.
So what are you saying, Danny?
I want to say real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yeah, has a little nap. Mm-hmm. Not allowed. And next,
a promotional video for Beatrate's Monday night show, which showed her riding a roller coaster at Thorpe Park, had to be cancelled as she was too short to go on the ride.
Oh, awful.
She should do what I do. Bring a crate with her everywhere.
You often DJ in a crate.
I have to.
She's got a crate on the rider.
Yeah. People not, can't not see
even,
me.
That's not even the
no, he hasn't.
Beers. It's
just a crate to stand on.
Just like an empty...
Standing crate. Do you know what? Now you're getting the monies, though. What you need to do is, like, glam it up.
You need the monies.
You need, like... do you know what I mean? Not just a crate anymore. You should have a proper...
Some sequins on it.
Get a poof.
Yeah, you need a well-designed... You know, like, some DJs have the masks as their gimmick and stuff like that? You should have a really
that's
glamorous...
That's your gimmick.
...glamorous crate. Oi, oi. It's,
Sophie.
No. do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking lights, sequins, yeah. Everything like that. Make it look good.
Disco lights on it.
An LED yeah. crate.
With Danny Howard written on the side.
Donny Howard.
Beatrate's is too short for fairground rides, so the trailer for her show had to be cancelled, real or no real?
Well, I know she is quite small, but she's not that small. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
You're both right to go no real there.
I did, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And next,
during Joe Wiley's show on the day of the 1999 Brit Awards, a snipping sound could be heard in the background of the studio because Joe insisted on having her hair cut while she was live on air.
Mm. Multitasking.
I'm sure this used to be someone's feature, wasn't it? This was a radio feature.
Oh,
at one
probably
point. Someone
Chris.
Having a celebrity haircut.
Yeah, probably
Sarah Cox. Oh, right. Okay. Yes. So on a weekend show.
Well, she's had a haircut.
Well, that's good on the radio.
No. She wasn't. I don't think there was any haircut. It was pretending to be having your haircut.
Oh, I remember that. That was actually quite good.
And
I remember that now.
Yeah.
I thought she was like, oh yeah, do haircutting on the radio.
No. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think any hair was actually cut.
And you, I've heard worse on here.
But at the Brit Awards, you are having to get ready. You are having to get ready, aren't you? So you might well have a haircut.
Yeah.
And you know what deadlines are like? You've got to be in two places at once, Chris.
Yeah, she probably had to be on telly, didn't she?
Mm.
So, but does she have her hair done while she's on air, real or no real? Having said that, I just remembered I had my hair cut on air once.
Did you?
Yeah, it's happened. Real or no real?
Real for me.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. And next on this Access All Areas special.
Phil Taggart used to be in a breakdancing crew that went on to win several European and world titles.
Now that'd be good. That would be good.
He strikes me as someone who might be a breakdancer or a skateboarder or...
I can't see him being a skater.
I'm sure he won't mind me saying this, but he's a little bit crazy, isn't he, Phil? And it is the sort of thing that he would do that you just wouldn't expect.
But can I see him breakdancing, though?
In his leather jacket, I think it would look quite good.
I don't know if I can.
Also, to win several titles, I think that's a bit far-fetched.
Do you?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you have
Although
to be damn
says,
good.
No, it says the dancing crew went on to win several European titles.
So when they got rid of him, they went on to win, is that what you're
Which
saying?
I can believe.
So what we're saying...
I'm going to say real.
Okay, as it's neck and neck, I'm going to go opposite and say no real.
That one is real.
What actually happened, and here he is on the phone. Hi, Phil Taggart.
Hey, Scott, you all right?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, right, tell me more, please.
I've actually just been talking to Ghostface. I just had lunch with the Wu-Tang Clan, and we ended up talking about breakdancing, so this is the weirdest phone call.
Right, okay, that's not normal. You just had lunch with the Wu-Tang Clan.
Drop that in there.
Just finish, just, yeah, just a bit of a clang. Like the Bad Taste Crew from
Oma. Wu-Tang Clang.
Wu-Tang Clang. Okay, right, so you're, imagine the scene. He's in Oma in Northern Ireland, and then, so did they win anything while you were there with them, the breakdancing crew?
I was there for a brief stint of about 18 months, in which I put myself in A&E 3 times. And I didn't win anything with them, but they went on to win world championships and European championships. So big up the Bad Taste Crew!
Big up. Love. Mm. Love that.
And now look at you, Phil. Now
is there any video evidence?
I think there is, but it's all on like VHS. It's all pretty old.
Back in the day.
Yeah. There's lots of videos of like me dancing around to Bomb Funk MCs when I was like 11 years old.
Awesome. All right, well, are you in the pub?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to Ghostface Killer then.
Okay, I'll see you after.
Love you, bye, yeah. That was what we did on Friday's show. Join us on Monday between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 at lunchtime. And remember this week, Tuesday on Rike on Bingo, and on Thursday it's Phone Cotton. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.